This is Earth and Sky for Saturday, January 1st. Centuries ago, people thought that all celestial objects moved around Earth in perfectly circular orbits.
Today, it's clear that Earth and the other planets in our solar system move around the Sun. Their orbits have the shape of an ellipse, almost but not quite circular. The non-circular shape of Earth's orbit means that our planet has a closest and a farthest point from the Sun every year.
And this afternoon, or this evening for us in the United States, tomorrow morning if you're in Europe, our planet Earth comes closest to the Sun for this year. This closest point to the Sun is called Earth's perihelion. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, it might seem strange that we're nearest the Sun now when it's cold outside. But the difference in distance isn't much. We're about 146 million kilometers from the Sun now, in contrast to about 150 million kilometers in July.
Earth's changing distance from the Sun doesn't create the seasons. Our seasons come and go because Earth doesn't orbit exactly upright with respect to the plane of our world's orbit around the Sun. Earth is tilted by 23.5 degrees. Right now, sunlight is striking the northern hemisphere less directly than the southern hemisphere. And that's why it's winter here and summer there.
For today, that's our show. Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.